Chapter 18, Grilling the Junior Detective. The manila envelope that was under my door contained Monica's copy of the Swedish calendar, along with a note. Dear Parker, a person can only apologize just so many times before they've exceeded their limit. I've run way over mine. You've been so kind to me, and I've been so rotten to you. It's better that we end it this way. Here's the calendar. Do whatever you want with it. The police, Zeke, or the wastebasket. My vote is the wastebasket. Sorry for all the trouble I've caused you. Goodbye. And this time I mean it. Monica. P.S. Your floor counselor. What a jerk. The next morning, after a breakfast of French toast and orange juice at Tom's restaurant, I phoned Detective Lippincott before heading out to my first class. She sounded chipper. Good morning, Parker. How is your Uncle Frank doing? Oh, he's good, I think. I haven't actually spoken to him in a while. Well, next time you do, be sure and say hello from me. I will. So, what's up? I cleared my throat, feigning embarrassment and making it sound like I was bringing up a delicate subject. I recently happened upon a Swedish publication that features what looks to be a fairly recent photograph of Beverly Martindale posing as Miss December in a pin-up calendar called Skeinor och Stegar, she said. Called what? Skeinor och Stegar. It's Swedish for chutes and ladders. You're telling me she was posing for risque photographs? Apparently she was. Why Sweden? I've heard that models often do that. Either they go to Sweden or license them exclusively to Sweden in order to protect their reputations over here. She asked, is this your calendar? No, I came across it by accident. Who does it belong to? I consulted a student friend of mine who was my roommate freshman year. He told me about it. He's not only a student, he's also a painter, and he does pin-up girl-type paintings. She asked, what's his name? He informed me about a modeling agency downtown that sells him these restricted photos that he then uses as models for his paintings and afterwards destroys them according to their agreement. The modeling agency is called Ne Plus Ultra, and the guy who provides the photos under the table is a guy named Joey K. I said, do you want me to send you this calendar? She replied, yes. She paused. You didn't tell me his name. Joey K. No, the name of your roommate freshman year. It's Ezekiel Roberts, but he asked that his name not be brought into this, if at all possible. I told him I'd try not to. He's a good guy. I can vouch for him. She said, all right, here's what I want you to do. Write all this down with all the names you mentioned and send it or deliver it to me along with the calendar. Okay, I will. And could you also try not to let this tawdry business of the Miss December calendar shot get leaked out to the press? She thought about it. She paused and said, why are you concerned? I'm not really, she said. Is Ezekiel Roberts concerned about Beverly Martindale's reputation? Giving off an inadvertent chuckle, I said, no, I wouldn't say overly concerned. She was too skilled an interrogator not to notice that I was withholding something. She said, then why are you asking me not to reveal it? And why haven't you told me yet who the calendar belongs to? Actually, at the moment, it belongs to me. But yesterday it belonged to Monica Martindale, I said. You knew that Beverly Martindale had a twin sister, didn't you? She said, yes, we did. We questioned her. but she never mentioned the calendar angle. I don't think she knew about it at the time you questioned her. She only found out about it just before she came to see me. And why did she come to see you? Well, initially it was because she thought I was the one who actually killed her sister. She assumed I was some rich kid whose family had gotten me off through their connections. She showed up at my dorm room disguised as a Halloween witch and pulled a pistol on me. She thought she'd be able to tell if I was guilty, but instead, she realized I was innocent. She said, how did she come by the calendar? A French horn player in an orchestra she plays with. He surprised her by leaving it on her music stand during a break. He apparently thought she was the model in the photograph. What's the French horn player's name? I have no idea. Maybe she knows or can find out, I said. Anyway, she's the one who's concerned about protecting her sister's reputation. They grew up with foster parents who were very strict and religious, and she's afraid of people they knew finding out and thinking the worst about her. She said, I see. Yeah, she should have called me when she found out about the calendar, though. Well, in effect, she did. That's why I'm calling. She authorized me to turn it over to you. After we both, on our own initiatives, went to visit the back door of the modeling agency. She said, and what did that produce? I said, not much. I stopped by to ask a few questions, and then while Joey Kay was escorting me out, Monica showed up, unannounced. Joey Kay obviously knew Beverly. In fact, he thought Monica was Beverly as soon as she stepped off the elevator. He didn't know about the murder, she asked. I said, he'd been away for months, haute couturing around Paris in Ukraine. But he asked Monica, thinking she was Beverly, if she, Beverly, had taken his advice and gone to Sweden. So you may need to send someone over there if you want to track down the connection, I said. Monica didn't know if her sister had gone. Do you know if she did? She said, I'm not answering questions, Parker. I said, right, got it.